Alright, time for Whale Talks Wrestling, episode 112. We're going to get to AEW Fight for the Fallen here. This show kicked some major ass, bro. This is good shit. This is good shit. I know AEW's been kind of like, you know, it's never bad. It's never insulting, but it's been kind of mid. But now this show really stepped it up. And SummerSlam. We have a lot to get into that, but let's start it off. AEW Fight for the Fallen 2022 review here. We start off with a big match here. I still can't believe they gave this match away for free. AEW title on the line, Roosh versus Moxley. Roosh's new theme sucks butt. I don't know why they changed his dope Ring of Honor theme. It fit him so well. But let's get into it. Roosh attacks Moxley on his entrance. Regal is on commentary. And he says how when he worked for NXT, he wanted to hire Roosh, but he was just way too damn violent. I thought that was really good because it added to Roosh kind of beating the shit out of Jon Moxley, which he did. Roosh busts Moxley open and licks his blood. Freaking, you know, old Brock Lesnar style. Moxley finally comes back, hits a big dive and a suplex on the outside. Roosh with a lot of chops and then a snap power slam for a near fall. Roosh is still whooping this man's ass. Hits the Naito pose. He's taking his time. Guy starts having a German suplex off. I keep seeing this spot a lot. I used to see this in New Japan a lot, but now I see it everywhere. You know, just people Germaning in there. Even Bobby Lashley and Brock Lesnar did this. Roosh ends up dumping Moxley on his head after one of them. King Kong Lariat by Moxley for a near fall. Moxley with the Bryan Danielson stomps. Belly to belly to the corner to Moxley by Roosh. Moxley lands right on his fucking head. Andrade comes out and takes Mox off the top rope. And I'm not going to lie, I for a second thought Roosh was going to win the title. Lucha Bros make the save. Another King Kong Lariat. Big Regal knee. Then Roosh hits a freaking V-trigger. Then a Strat Jacket pile driver. What a great move for near fall. Death Rider. The actual elevated Death Rider and Roosh kicked out. You don't see a lot of people kick out the Death Rider. Moxley locks in the choke for the win. Really, really wish Roosh would have won this match. I think it would have been pretty fucking dope. It would have put Roosh over the top. Like, it's not the real fucking title anyway, so who cares? But it would have been pretty dope to see Roosh win this. I really wish they could have gone for just a DQ. I didn't think Roosh needed to eat a fucking submission loss here. I thought that was very strange. Chris Jericho comes out. Anna Jay has now joined the Jericho Appreciation Society. She's Anna J-A-S? There we go. Jericho wants a title shot. Says he never got his rematch, and in 2 weeks he will get the title shot. Moxie tells Jericho to shut the fuck up. And basically said he doesn't want whatever this fucking joke of Jericho is. He wants old school Lionheart Chris Jericho. But yeah, this was all good shit. Roosh and Mox killed it. AEW Trios titles are shown and new champions will be crowned at the AEW All Out, I think, pay-per-view. We get Danhausen versus Ricky Staggs for the FTW title. Northern Lights by Danhausen. Spear, it is over. But what comes after this, I really hate how Danhausen is a literal jobber. Ricky gets on the mic, and he's been doing this ever since he defends his FTW title. He wants another match, and who do we get? The legend himself, Hook Hajime, versus Ricky Starks for the FTW title. Pump handle Taz Plex by Hook. Black Sunshine, freaking, as the name of that, by the way, that was really dope. Ricky with a spear. Tries to hit the Rochambeau, but Hook ends up hooking in the fucking Red Rum and brand new FTW champion. I thought this was done so well. I marked out huge. Fucking love Hook. Guys end up respecting each other. Then Ricky cuts a hell of a fucking babyface promo. And Powerhouse Hobbs turns on him. Even Taz was like talking shit on commentary. I'm like, Powerhouse, what the hell are you doing? So I really hope this is not the end for Team Taz, but it looks like it is. Looks like Hook is going to carry on the Taz name. Ricky is down with babyface, and Powerhouse Hobbs is the heel. I could definitely see Powerhouse Hobbs and Wardlow going at it for the TNT title later on. Beast of Shadow, him some more. Spine Buster, done. We get Sammy Guevara versus the devoid of personality Dante Martin. Dante is making fun of Sammy's I'm crazy gimmick. It's the funniest thing Dante Martin's ever done. Dante hits his crazy fucking Kurt Angle, yeah, senton off the stage. Jesus Christ, someone was watching some TNA. Leaping knee by Sammy to Dante on the outside. Pillsbury flop by Sammy. One man Spanish fly by Sammy. Dante returns to flavor was a flavor. Real big flavor. Dante returns the flavor. I'm going to keep it like that. With his own Spanish fly. Half Nelson Uranagi by Dante. I remember Sammy Zayn doing that. Cody Cutter and the go to hell. It is over. Fun match here. They beat up Dante after the match. And then for some reason, so, you know, Sammy Guevara brought Tay Conti. Dante Martin brought Sky Blue. Sky Blue is watching Dante Martin getting his ass whooped by Tay Conti and Sammy Guevara for like 5 minutes. And then randomly she comes in there and she's like, hey, yo. Anna EJS comes out, takes out Sky Blue. Ruby and Eddie and Ortiz come out. And, this is a fun match, too. And, these guys can have a whole best of seven for me. Sammy Guevara and Dante Martin. Jungle Boy comes out. Luchasaurus comes out with him. I'm still really pissed that Luchasaurus is not a heel anymore. Or I don't know what's going on because he's still wearing the all black and he's still acting like a dick. But we'll see. I give Jungle Boy credit. Jungle Boy's promo game is shit, but this was the best promo of his career. This is his defining promo. He calls Christian Cage the biggest pussy he's ever met. Says Christian's wife just left them. He got divorced, which is a shoot, by the way. Crazy. Those guys have been together forever. I still remember Christian's wife in the old fucking Instant Classic DVD from TNA. That's why he needs the money, because his wife took all his money. Says Luchasaurus was keeping Christian safe so that Jungle Boy can kill him. That was pretty dope. That was a good line. Like I said, the man cut the promo of his life. Christian Cage is backstage. Says he's going to bury him right next to his dead dad. Jesus Christ. This feud is some good shit, man. The Young Bucks try to talk to Hangman backstage, but the Dork Order interrupt. It looks like we're going to get the Bucks and Hangman back together. Tony Nese and Smart Mark Sterling versus Isaiah Swerve Scott. Mark keeps distracting him. Big super kick into a draping double foot stomp by Swerve. House call kick. Swerve wins. Josh Woods takes out Keith Lee backstage. So Josh Woods and Tony Nese are now a tag team. This was the only thing that was kind of out of there, but at least Swerve got to do a one-on-one match, kind of, so. House of Black promo on Miro. Basically, they want him to join. Brody King says he is going to end Darby in his match in a coffin match. Thunder Rosa versus Mayu Yamashima for the AEW Women's World title. A lot of near falls to start off here. Miyu got this match because she beat her in a Japanese event. Rosa with the big Saray drop kick. Not as good as Saray. Miyu with a nice head kick on Rosa on the top rope. Definitely like knocked her loopy. Deadlift wheelbarrow German by Miyu. Nice flying chuck kick and then a skull kick. And then a big tornado kick. Jesus Christ. More head kicks. Rosa goes for a high knee. Rosa hits her own high kick into the Thunder Fire Driver for the win. This is fun stuff. This is good stuff. We get the fucking banger of a match here. Fantastic main event. You know, main event Garcia is up in here. Daniel Garcia versus a returning Bryan Danielson. Garcia's new theme is also booty. His old theme was fire. Jesus Christ, this match is so fucking dope. So Bryan is just the way Bryan Danielson is just, you know, the greatest wrestler that ever fucking lived. The way Bryan Danielson throws elbow at this man, Jesus Christ. Like, you gotta see it. He's beating the shit out of him right away. Drop kicks in the corner, 5 seconds of the match. Bryan with a dive already. It's been like a minute. Garcia's trying to hit the Bryan elbows, but then Bryan fucking mounts this man and starts, like, just pounding the crap out of Garcia with L. Brian's going nuts. Like, I can't describe to you the beatdown that Brian is. Remember what Brock Lesnar did to Randy Orton? Imagine that, but worse. He was just bodying this man on the floor. Brian goes to hit his top rope drop kick, but he hits it, but he can't kick up. So now they're doing the thing where Brian is hurt. He came back too early. Garcia starts hammer fisting the shit out of him. Brian is trying to hit his offense, but he keeps acting like he's got a concussion. DDT on the exposed concrete from Garcia, and this was the beginning of the end. Brian is busted open. Garcia keeps stomping on Brian's head. Top rope back suplex by Brian. Brian is, again, striking the shit out of this man, kicking the crap out of this man. Brian kicks his fucking head in. Cattle mutilation by Brian, then he turns it into a tiger suplex for a near fall. Garcia with the Bryanson elbow. Brian is no-selling none of it. Gives him the elbow into a nice regal plex. Dumps him right in his fucking neck for a near fall. Bukkake knee. Hager ends up grabbing Brian's foot. Garcia hits a pile driver and then locks in the sharpshooter. Wrenches all the way back, and Brian passes out from the pain, and Garcia gets the win in a fantastic main event. I just don't understand, man. How can anyone put CM Punk on the fucking level of Bryan Danielson? This guy's come in, he's put over Garcia, he put over Hangman twice, he put over Kenny, he put over Moxley, which he didn't even fucking need to do. Moxley's a made man. Like, how are you going to give me the value of Bryan Danielson? This is the greatest signing that AEW's ever made. I'm telling you right now. Bryan Danielson is the best signing they ever made from any other company. It's fantastic. But yeah, this show was fucking on some shit, man. Fight for the Fallen always ended up being a very fun special, but the fucking Rush with Moxley was dope. The Ricky Starks fucking hook stuff was great. Dante Martin and Sammy Guevara was great. Jungle Boy cut the promo of his life. Ricky Starks cut the promo of his life. Got to see one-on-one with Swerve. That was good stuff. The women's match was dope. And then the main event was fucking crazy. All right, let us get into a SummerSlam here. Backstory. SummerSlam is technically the start of the Triple H revolution. Vince McMahon is gone. Apparently, the devil is dead. I don't know what's going on. Apparently, Triple H is actually officially in charge. So, as a person who saw this pay-per-view and then saw Monday Night Raw, yes, Triple H is in fucking charge. Go watch Raw and watch Ciampa's ascend to the main event scene, and you'll know this dude is really in charge. I had zero interest on this card. I am not going to lie to you. This card looked like Vince McMahon garbage, and I hated every minute of it. Filled with nothing but fucking rematches, but this turned out to be a really fun show. Now, we got Becky versus Bianca for the WWE Raw Women's title. These women have worked a lot of matches, but not going to lie, they're always pretty damn good. I'm not the biggest Becky Lynch fan, like I said, but, well, heel Becky. I like Becky as a, like, pure-blooded babyface. Becky is working on her arm. Becky ended up separating her shoulder early this match. It looked fucking gross. And she finished the whole match, but she is out for, like, the rest of the year probably now. It sucks. Becky is working the arm. Draping leg drop on the barricade by Becky to Bianca. Nice midair powerbomb by Bianca for a near fall. Nasty suplex on the outside by Bianca. Then a handspring moonsault for a near fall. Becky ends up hitting Diamond Dust out of the corner out of nowhere for a near fall. KOD on the outside, Becky. Bianca slides her in but can't get the win. Becky with the rock bottom for a near fall. Spanish fly, and another KOD for the win. We get the big sign of respect here. So Becky is officially looks like she's turning babyface. And it got cemented even more. Bayley makes her return, right? So Bayley comes out. She looks great. I'm just like, oh, shit, Bayley, you know what I'm saying? Then I see Dakota Kai, a person who is let go, fired, come back. And I was just like, yep, Triple H is in charge. Dakota Kai is back. And then Io Sky or Io Shirai. Her new name is Io Sky, which is a great fucking name, by the way. I like both names. Io Sky, so we got this new trio of Io Sky, Dakota Kai, and Bayley. They go to beat the crap out of Bianca, but Becky makes a save and becomes an actual pure babyface. 2 seconds in, and Triple H has already done something better than Vince McMahon ever could. He put Becky where she's supposed to be. You have Io Shirai and Dakota Kai in the main roster, and you got heel Bayley back. This is going to be the fucking women's division. Just got a legit steroid needle on the arm. This is great. This is absolutely fantastic. Logan Paul versus The Miz here. I'm telling you, man, I do not like these Paul brothers, but Logan is growing on me. His brother legit can go die. I hate that fucker. But Logan's pretty cool. And this dude is a very good wrestler for no experience. Moosall on the outside by Logan Paul. And then Miz hits a fucking Grizzly Magnum over there. A fucking draping code breaker on the corner. Flying blockbuster by Logan Paul for a near fall. Then he hits a running power slam. Ciampa ends up getting kicked out, but he refuses to leave. AJ Styles comes out, beats the shit out of Ciampa. Phenomenal forearm by Logan for a near fall. Frog splash through the announce table, Shane McMahon style. Honestly, I would not mind Logan Paul just being the new Shane McMahon. He's athletic enough for it, so fuck it. Logan Paul ends up winning with the skull crushing finale. That's the only thing Logan needs. He needs a finish. But this was good shit. I actually thought Logan looked better than Paul McAfee. Fucking McAfee in this, but like this was good shit. And like, if Logan's gonna keep delivering shit like this, I'm in. Austin Theory versus Bobby Lashley for the U.S. title. We continue the descent of Austin Theory and getting murdered on TV. Lashley gets attacked in his entrance. Fucking Rolling Thunder blockbuster by Theory. Bobby stops him from leaving the match. He tried to dip. We get a Rolling Thunder dropkick for a near fall. Bobby hits the King's Landing flatliner for a near fall. We get this cool sequence where he does the Rolling Thunder again, but he catches Theory in a gorilla press slam, scoops him up into the Hurt Lock, immediate tap out, because every time Theory has been caught in the Hurt Lock, he taps out immediately because he wants no extra damage. And we keep Bobby Lashley as the U.S. champion. Good shit here. The Judgment Day versus the Mysterios in the no DQ match. I was looking forward to this match, and then they made it a tag match. Why is a no DQ match a regular tag match? Why are there tag rules? Why are there rules? Why are they... Who gives a fuck? If fucking Damian Priest was to go in there and beat the shit out of Rey Mysterio while Finn Balor's in there, who's going to stop them? This should have just been a tornado tag. Ray is fucking diving out of everywhere. He got the chair and he does this cool little slide thing while having the chair on him. Jumping clothesline, got a big shotgun dropkick by Finn Balor. Top up Hurricanrana by Ray. Electric chair drop by Rhea. South of the Heaven chokeslam. They're about to get the win until the Rated R superstar comes back. Edge is back. He had the Brood entrance again. Like I said, I'm getting tired of Edge returning and returning and returning. I like Edge. I like Edge a lot. I think his comeback has been fantastic. I think the only weak match he had was the match against The Miz, but everything else has been pretty golden. He attacks the Judgment Day, hitting spears on everybody. By the way, these are the best spears Edge has ever hit, because Edge has some shitty-ass spears. 619 for the win. But, yeah, I guess we're going to get Edge and Finn Balor. Hopefully Demon Balor makes a return now that Triple H knows what the fuck he's doing. We get the Happy Corbins here versus Pat McAfee. Super kick right in the face by Pat. Corbin ends up hitting a shotgun dropkick. That was weird. Deep six for a near fall. Corbin ends up pushing Michael Cole. Big credit, by the way, here to Michael Cole's commentary the whole pay-per-view. You can definitely tell this dude is on a fucking another level now that he's basically not getting yelled at in his ear by Vince McMahon. We get a big superplex by Pat. Diving swanton to the outside. low blow, then a sunset flip for the win. This was definitely not Pat's best match, but it was still solid. Unified Tag Team Championships here. Street Profits versus the Usos. This match has happened a lot, but again, this match has been heat. Jeff Jarrett as the referee, so you know, shenanigans. Makes himself the world champion. Hits somebody in the head with a guitar. Jeff Jarrett does look fucking great, though. I feel like he could get another run in WWE. I'm going to hip attack by the Uso forward with a combo of kicks. And then a pimp slap and then a running blockbuster for a near fall. Back suplex neck breaker by Jay. Shouts out to Manu. The silencer by Angelo Dawkins for a near fall. We get the bounce into a back suplex combo by the Profits. Big super kick party here. This one went on for a good while. Double Uso splash, but the Profits end up saving it. Frog splash, Uso. Double super kick again. 3D, it is over. Sorry, the 1D, the one and done. And yeah, this was pretty much straightforward. Montez Ford ends up changing his mood mid-match too. He was acting like a real dick to Jeff Jarrett. And then after the match, he looked like he was going to beat the living shit out of freaking Angelo Dawkins. But I don't know what's going to happen. I feel like breaking him up is a bad idea right now. Matt Riddle comes out, and this was sadly the match I was looking forward to the most. He wants to fight Seth Rollins. Seth comes out. They're going at it. Seth stomps his ass out. At least we got to see Seth on pay-per-view, so. Liv Morgan versus Ronda Rousey for the WWE SmackDown Women's title. This match was scaring the fuck out of me the whole time because I thought the worm Ronda Rousey was going to win the title again. Step up knee by Ronda. 201 by Liv. Basically, the whole time Liv is getting murdered and put in the cross arm breaker, but she keeps escaping and getting the rope. Beautiful crucifix bomb by Liv. Arm bar by Liv keeps getting to that rope. And then they do a cool finish where Liv's in the arm bar and she ends up tapping, but at the same time she pinned Ronda. But when they slowed it down, she actually tapped first, but the ref didn't see it, so it counted as Liv winning, which made Ronda Rousey turn heel, which we know we're going to get. We just had Becky turn babyface, and we just had Ronda turn heel. WrestleMania, you know we're getting the match. She ends up attacking the ref, too. This is better use of the worm. I'm not a fan of Ronda Rousey, but if you're going to use her the right way. And we get the fucking one of the craziest last man standing matches we've ever seen. Definitely the best Roman Reigns Brock Lesnar match I've ever seen. WWE Undisputed Universal Championship Bork Laser versus Roman Reigns for the last time ever. Never happening again. We promise we'll go back to it one day. Brock rides in a big ass fucking tractor fucking steamroller thing. He jumped off the thing and he attacks Roman Reigns. Belly to belly off the steel steps by Brock. Suplex on the side of the stage. Brock is legit murdering this man. Oh, Roman looks like he's not having fun. German suplex on the outside. Roman with a Samoan drop through the table. Finally ends up doing a little damage. Freaking Roman with a rock bottom through another table. Superman punch and then a few more. Big spear. He keeps getting up. Spine buster on the broken table by Brock. And that looked tough. Roman looked like he wanted to fucking die. Brock puts Roman in the front loader of this big tractor thing. Ends up dumping him in the ring. Hits a million German suplexes. Hits the F5. Roman tries to lock in the guillotine choke, but then Brock reverses into his own guillotine choke. Then Brock starts getting really pissed off. Roman's in the ring. He hops on the tractor and he ends up lifting the ring up with the tractor. Roman ends up selling it fantastically, by the way. He lifts up the ring and he leaves it like that. So there's no more ring and they're going fucking crazy. It hits a couple more German suplexes on the outside. The Usos come out and Brock dumps Jay on his head with a belly to belly. Jesus Christ, right on his head. Brock hits an F5 through the table to Paul Heyman. A very gnarly bump to Paul to take. Big spear by Roman. He gets up. Austin Theory comes out, tries to cash in. He gets the shit beat out of him by everybody. Jimmy kills Brock Lesnar with a super kick that it looked like he ate Jimmy's foot. Another spear, another super kick. Roman beats the shit out of Brock with the briefcase for like 5 minutes straight. Title to the back of the head, gets up. Title to the back of the head again, gets up. Another beat down, beats the crap out of him. They bury Brock Lesnar on all the debris. They all stand on top. I'm talking about both Usos, Paul Heyman, Roman Reigns, and he finally gets the win. And like I said, this is the most insane but funnest match I've seen between Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns. And yeah, I thought overall SummerSlam was pretty fun. The Raw Women's title match was good. Logan Paul was good stuff there with The Miz. Austin Theory and Bobby Lashley were destroying this man. Judgment Day and the Mysterio is the only match that I was mad, but we got the return of Edge. Pat McAfee had his worst match, but still pretty good. Street Profits vs. Uso didn't even compare to their Money in the Bank match, but that match was a special breed. But yeah, who would have thought Brock and Roman had the best match on the pay-per-view? The match I was looking forward to the least, but yeah, she was crazy. I kind of still have a fucking hard time believing it, honestly, but...